Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Continuing with our discussion of the growing global government, it's now finally been admitted by Lou Dobbs, by major newspapers and magazines in the United States, that Bush has signed the American Union deal last year with the President of Mexico and the Prime Minister of Canada. The CFR has written up the plan that is being implemented. This is the real government here in the United States. A huge NAFTA highway that will also tax the American people to bring in foreign goods and services. Mexico is already being given large train stations and hundreds of miles of track and roads. This is the American Union. It is upon us. We are already deeply into it, and the American people, by and large, aren't even aware of it. Similar to the European Union that they at first sold for decades as a trade deal, then later admitting, no, this is really a European Union, and you don't have a choice about it. Well, we do have a choice. We are going to say no to it. It's wildly unpopular with the American people and unconstitutional. Canadians and Mexicans don't like it either. We're here to fight it. Bob Dacey, many months ago, wrote a big article for the New American Magazine, a large national publication. Since then, Jerome Corsi's written big articles for WorldNet Daily and Human Events that got picked up even by other major news publications. The fact that we are going into an American Union, these federal bodies have already been set up. The federal bodies are already ceding our authority without Congress even having any oversight. If you think it's bad having United Arab Emirates take over some of our 21 ports, or the communist Chinese taking over major ports in the Panama Canal and areas of the Bahamas, this dwarfs all of that. Huge highways taking over existing highways, putting toll road systems, transponders in the cars. This is all in the legislation. It's happening now. And joining us in studio is Bob Dacey. Bob, put it in a nutshell in the few minutes we've got now, what the American Union is, how far along we are, how we stop it. Then let's come back and get into the new article you've written. Quote, it's the law. Feds pave way to toll and privatize the interstate highways. Bob Dacey?
Thank you for having me on, Alex. The bottom line with the North American Union is it's just the next step to the entire American Union, the whole thing. You know, they want to, they've already got the European Union, now they're working on the American Union. They've run into some problems with their FTAA, their Free Trade Area of the Americas. Hugo Chavez doesn't like it. A lot of Americans are finding out about it. They're having some problems with it. And so now they're saying, okay, we'll just take a sub-step. We'll just do the North American Union. We'll just merge Canada, Mexico, and the United States into one big happy country.
So, which is similar to what they've done with the EU. They started small.
They started small, and now they're trying to expand into a larger group, and that's just the plan. After they get that done, they're going to merge it into one big happy global government, and we'll all just be slaves.
A lot of people have had trouble dealing with this. It's so amazing. But even when Lou Dobbs is admitting it on CNN, what effect do you think that's having on the population?
Well, I am really encouraged to find out that the things that we've been talking about for years and years and years are finally reaching the mainstream media. Lou Dobbs has done an excellent job on the border issue, and this Jerome Corsi from Human Events is now apparently woken up to find out that, yes, indeed, they are building this NAFTA superhighway, and they are going to abolish the borders, and it's not a conspiracy theory. It's all documented in federal documents. And the CFR's publication, what was it called, Building a North American Community, headed by Robert Pastor, who is an avowed Marxist.
They write it up, and within months, our governments are implementing it.
Yeah, it's quite a coincidence that the CFR would write this Building a North American Community, and then Bush signs the SPP, the Security and Prosperity Partnership, with Mexico and Canada, and lo and behold, they dovetail quite nicely. How about that?
And right there on their own site, they admit it's an American Union, but then refuse to give any of the documents or minutes or agreements to even the Congress. They're saying, we're not going to give you anything.
Well, you know, I think one of the articles in the Constitution says that Congress regulates foreign trade. And, gee, I guess not in this case, huh? They're just bypassing the Congress.
When we get back, Bob, I'm going to give you the floor. I want you to run through what globalism is, who the globalists are at first, then what the American Union is, what this will do, and then let's get into the new things that you've discovered. You've written an incredible, lengthy article that's up on Infowars.com right now. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of micropores filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
OPCPure.com.
What are you doing?
Energizing. OPCPure.com.
Energizing?
And celebrating. OPCPure.com.
Celebrating what?
By energizing.
What? You're crazy.
Not crazy. Just excited. I finally found the all-natural products that restore my energy without chemicals or toxins. I don't even experience the crash and burn I get from energy drinks, coffee, or sugar highs. I'm a healthier man and I feel great.
OPC what?
OPCPure.com, my friend. OPCPure.com.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It's hard to believe, it's hard for people to deal with it, but we're going into an American Union. And they're starting with the North American Union, Canada, the United States, Mexico. These giant corridors for telecommunications, cables, trains, 10 lanes of cars. All of this will be an international corridor under international law, and all of our trade will basically be focused through these corridors, and we will be taxed with transponders in our cars to pay for our own destruction. A private interest through our governments are setting up a regional government to then bypass all of our laws. It's all happening right now. It doesn't matter if 97% of Texans and Poles are against all of this, even when they know a small part of the plan. Rick Perry and the rest of them are still going forward with it. Bob Dacey is one of the best researchers on this subject. He knows a lot more than even Jerome Corsi, who kind of came late to the party but did get a lot of attention when he reported on it, so I commend him. Bob, run down who the globalists are, what the New World Order is, and then what these unions mean and why roads are so important to controlling economies and civilizations.
Well, Alex, it sounds so camp, so old. You know, who are the globalists? The globalists are the international bankers, the super rich, the elite. In the United States, they're best exemplified by people like David Rockefeller. You have three basic organizations. You've got the Bilderberg Group, which is the super high group, mostly Europeans and Americans that run everything. You've got the Council on Foreign Relations here in the United States, based in New York, which is about 4,000 members of the most elite people in business, in banking, in government, in education. They are everywhere. I have learned over my years to smell a CFR rat instantly. You know, if he's the president of a major university, if he's the CEO of a big corporation, you know, look it up. He's probably CFR. And also they got the legal community too. So you've got this group of people. They're taking orders from a higher group of people, which is the international bankers, the guys that send everybody the money. And it sounds so Orwellian. It doesn't sound real. But the fact of the matter, it is real. And they manipulate everything from behind the scenes. The CFR has 500 or 600 members of that organization in the United States government at the highest levels. It's hard to find one who isn't. Of course, President Bush isn't, because I think you generally have to have be pretty smart to be in the CFR. But the people that he surrounds himself with are.
But his father was one of the chairmen of it. And let's not forget, Edward Rockefeller just wrote a book 2 years ago, his autobiography, and in it he says, people have accused me of wanting global government and taking people's, you know, national sovereignty away, and if that's the charge, you know, guilty is charged.
So what he actually says, Alex, it's in a book he wrote in 2002 called Memoirs, David Rockefeller's own book, on page 405. I will quote it: "Some even believe we are part of a secret cabal working against the best interest of the United States, characterizing my family and me as internationalists, and of conspiring with others around the world to build a more integrated global political and economic structure. One world, if you will. If that is a charge, I stand guilty, and I am proud of it." Now, that's right out of David Rockefeller's own mouth, so why don't they go arrest him for treason?
We have Strobe Talbott, when he was one of the editors at Newsweek, right before he joined Clinton back in 93, saying that we're going to get rid of national sovereignty. It wasn't such a good idea. After all, in the near future, we're going to abolish this country.
Yeah, was that the end run around national sovereignty will be more effective than the old-fashioned frontal assault? Was that him or was that somebody else?
Well, he's got a lot of quotes.
Yeah, there was a bunch of them. I mean, they are actively and have been doing this for decades, seeking to destroy the national sovereignty of the United States of America and merge us into this one-world government, which will be totalitarian in nature, and they want to use the UN structure as their framework or enforcer to get this done.
Let's break down Agenda 21, regional governments, how they set these up and then move the authority away from the elected bodies to themselves and then pay off Congress and state governments to cede that authority, which is totally unconstitutional, and then let's get into the American Union.
Well, you know, Agenda 21 is what? That's pretty old now. And they were trying to do what? I don't even remember. Alex, tell me, because I don't remember.
Well, it's a whole raft of things, but it gets into the regional governments.
Dissolving the borders was part of it. I remember they were talking about a 20-mile fuzzy area between the United States and Mexico at that time. And now they're just talking about obliterating the borders altogether. You've got the thing that I'm getting some weird feedback in here.
Yeah, that happens every once in a while.
There it goes. It's gone.
Are we good now, network?
Yeah. Okay. You've got the way they're doing.
Let me just ask you, Genesis. Are we good? Okay. Good. Keep rolling.
Okay. The way they're doing this to fake everybody out. I mean, this is a global project, and the way they fake everybody out is they convince the locals that everything going on is local, and they don't connect the dots. Well, if you've read their playbook, like I have, it's very easy to connect the dots. That's why back a few years ago when they started this tolling nonsense in Austin, where I'm from, where you're from, I immediately knew that it was to implement the FTAA, the Free Trade Area of the Americas. They're trying to trick everybody into paying for their own destruction.
And then sure enough, you went out and found their own documents, and then sure enough, it was the globalist.
Yeah, I mean, it's there in your face. Last year, the New American sent me to Waco to cover the Free Trade in the Americas conference, which was a follow-up to the conference that Bush had with the President of Mexico and the Prime Minister of Canada, again at Baylor. So they set up that SPP, the Security and Prosperity Partnership. Well, in October, they had another meeting, and I went up there to cover it. And I'm sitting there in the room with all the high and mighty hoity-toity people having their sit-down catered dinner, and I'm listening to the former head of the WTO, Dr. Supachai Panichpakti, sit there and just tell everybody, listen, you need to have infrastructure to link the areas, the trade areas, so that everyone can participate. The man, right out of his mouth, he was 20 feet away from me. I had my tape recorder going. So you say, oh, so you need the infrastructure to link the areas of the trade together to make it work. Well, what do you think all this is? That's the Trans-Texas Corridor, which is a subset of the NASCO Corridor, which is a subset of this gigantic NAFTA superhighway that's going to go all the way up to Canada, all the way down to Mexico, and eventually into Central America and into South America. I mean, you read the playbook, it's not hard to see what they're doing. But they've been trying to fake everybody out by non-disclosure because they control the press. But they don't control us.
In fact, they've told the state of Texas when the legislature asked for the documents about giving 8,000 miles, it wasn't going to be 6, now it's 8,000 miles. That's more than the whole country has in toll roads. In Texas, every major road in every major city, Dallas, San Antonio, Austin, El Paso. And how are they then going to fund it? They're going to put a transponder in every car and tax you as you drive down the road and track where you go and give you tickets when you speed and arrest you the minute that your insurance is out. I mean, forget the NSA spying on us. This dwarfs that.
But again, they have to do it at a local or state level. And you will recall, and I will recall, that we, I don't know who exactly was it in our community that did it, found a little clause in an insurance bill in the state legislature, was it last year, where they were trying to sneak the requirement for toll tag transponders in everybody's car under the guise of catching people that aren't insured.
And then Jeff Kantoff, one of your TV producers, actually found that, alerted me, and then it said in there, oh, and we're going to use this for the toll roads, which Rick Perry and others have said, don't worry, there won't be toll booths, it's going to be wireless. Well, here it was in the bill. We barely beat that, thank God that Jeff Kantoff, you know, is the type of person that just spent time looking around on the state transportation website about pending legislation.
Yeah, Jeff Kantoff and Kelly Taylor are the two people that produce my local TV show called The Simple Truth, which has been on the air in Austin for 7 years now.
Hard to believe.
Yeah, it's been a while, Alex, and of course you're the guy that got me started in all this. Yeah, you messed me up big time, buddy. I was a conservative Republican, clueless, trying to figure out what the heck was going on, and then I ran into you and tried to prove you wrong, and gee, I couldn't.
Bob, shifting gears, and then we'll get back into the NAFTA highways and what's happening here in Texas and how we defeat it in this new article you've written about how Bush has signed a law basically to allow all of this federally. We had Colonel Ronald D. Ray on, who worked at the highest levels of the Pentagon under the Reagan administration, defended Michael New, was the private lawyer of the former chairman, Joint Chiefs of Staff, Admiral Moore, and he said, yeah, the 9/11 story is a fraud. He said that last hour. What are they going to do as more and more prominent people go public and say the official story is totally impossible?
Well, I think what they have been doing is they bring them on TV and try to make them look like idiots. It's not working, but that's what they do. Like, wasn't it just today that, who was the fellow you had on the other day?
A Fetzer.
Professor Jim Fetzer, who runs at 911 Scholars for Truth, I mean, they had him on Laura Ingraham today, I believe, and she wouldn't let him talk. She'd try to make a fool out of him. You know, she would ask him questions and then jump on the top of him. He couldn't speak. He wouldn't talk. I mean, they're trying to make everyone who has woken up look like a fool, but unfortunately for them, it's just calling attention to the fact that that's what they're doing.
Do you think they miscalculated the globalists carrying out 9/11? I mean, it was so obvious. It had so many faults to it that I think they've overreached, as elites have done throughout history.
Well, I think you're right, but the fact of the matter is it's 2006 now, and they have gotten away with it for 5 years. I mean, they are slowly not getting away with it. But, I mean, look, you know, they control the mainstream press. If you go out on the street right now and ask the average guy, you know, who did September 11th, he was going to tell you Osama did it. And we got a lot of work to do. We've done a lot of work, but we've got a lot of work to do. So, but I think we're winning for sure.
Well, yeah, Bob. I mean, major polls, half the people think the government did it now in a major Zogby poll. And, you know, 68% think there's a massive cover-up. So I think the people are starting to realize the world is really round. It's not flat like they were told.
Well, when you start hitting people directly in the face with a monthly bill for their toll tag, from their toll tag, just for driving around all over the place and going to see grandma, it's going to help wake a lot of people up. I mean, if they're going to actually send you a bill, you know, here's $200 you drove around this month, it's going to give us a lot of credibility because we've been telling people about this for years.
But it's a lot more than $200.
Oh, whatever it's going to be. I don't know. It's 15 cents a mile just west of Austin. That's going to be, that'll effectively double the price of gas when you're on that thing.
Bob Dacey's our guest. We'll get back into the American Union and how it ties into seizing our roads and building this new superhighway that will be international.
Create the Dream, the magazine for everyone who has a dream of making artisan quality soaps, candles, and herbal products, whether as a hobbyist or an aspiring small business owner. Create the Dream provides a wealth of innovative solutions and original ideas that will propel your craft to the next level. It's the ultimate insider's guide featuring comprehensive coverage of the topics affecting the industry. Create the Dream inspires and challenges readers and offers recipes, techniques, tips, and sources in every full-color issue. Create the Dream magazine is published quarterly and features 64 full-color pages with insightful articles and stunning product photography. Give yourself the gift of creativity. Subscribe today to Create the Dream magazine at createthedream.com. Plus, as a GCN listener, you'll save 10% off the subscription price. Just type Genesis, that's G-E-N-E-S-I-S, in the voucher area of your order page. Again, the website is www.createthedream.com. Create the Dream is a division of the Creative Concepts.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout. Developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. And then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes the debris, so toenails look clear. This summer, I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or a mass retailer in the foot care section.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Bob Dacey, expert on the American Union, the NAFTA highways. It's happening right now, but the local newspapers will not report on it. Texas is falling to this right now. You've got stacks of documents, correspondence, maps, things they pulled off their website we posted that Corsi doesn't even have. Get into it for us, Bob.
When I first got into this, it was because I was aware that the this North American Union thing was a subset of the actual American Union, the whole Western Hemisphere. That's the FTAA, Free Trade Area of the Americas. George Bush publicly, openly said he wanted to create it by December of 2005 or whatever, and he's having a little problem with it. But Still, we were aware of this years ago. So as soon as the toll situation hit Austin, and the local groups were going, what do you mean they're going to toll existing roads? Why, you can't do that. That's un-American. That's double taxation. I immediately realized that the tolling of existing roads was to pay for the infrastructure link to build the North American Union. It was patently obvious. So I already knew that because I've read their battle plan, and so then I went to the Texas Department of Transportation website to look around, and I found the map that they had put up then, which shows Texas in the middle with giant arrows pointing up into Canada and into Mexico, and there it was. And they said that Texas was the linchpin of the whole thing just because of the geography. So there it was. Then I found a map on the TxDOT website showing how the Trans-Texas Corridor was supposed to link up with Mexico's highway and railway system. So it's not like I'm a genius. It's just we know what the deal is. There it was, and we knew about it before most anybody else did. It wasn't a big deal. Locals, when Texas Toll Party, one of their affiliates, San Antonio Toll Party, when I wrote my article in 2005 about the Texas Keystone State of the FTAA in the New American, well, they posted the article on the San Antonio Toll Party website with a headline, local tolls really to merge North and South America? Sounds kind of nutty. But guess what? Welcome to the nut house, y'all. That's exactly what it is, and now it's mainstream.
In their own plan, the state of Texas admits that the tolling of existing roads is to pay for this entire program. So it's in their own documents.
Yeah, and not only that, you know, they've been still lying about, this Trans-Texas Corridor was Governor Rick Perry's idea. Oh, I'm sure it was. I'm sure that Rick Perry, somehow it got into his head the same time it got into the governor north of him and the governor north of him and the governor north of him and the guys in Canada and the guys in Mexico. They must have all just thought of this all by themselves. It gives, the fact of the matter is, since it has been always a project to link North and South America, and in this case, Canada, Mexico, and the United States, it's always been that. Governor Perry didn't think of anything. He had it handed to him and said, here, Governor Perry, think of this.
Then that brings us to Bush's amnesty plan. He says, I'm going to end illegal immigration. Well, yeah, he's going to legalize all of them. And under the amnesty plan, workers are unlimited. They're allowed to pour in at any level they want. You think it's bad now, folks. We're talking about unlimited.
The Building a North American Community document, the CFR document published last year, Robert Pastor, who's a Marxist, by the way, who was a guy that ramrodded that project. Listen. They say in the document that they are going to have free, full labor travel between the three countries. So how do you don't need an amnesty, really, when you just, in a few years, you just dissolve the borders and everybody can go where they want, right?
Did you know that Mexican trucks are already driving all over the United States?
Yeah, and not only that, but if I'm not mistaken, there was a law passed allowing them to do so and not have to worry about all the safety regulations.
So there's another example. The foreign cheap labor never has to meet the specifications that citizens do. This is designed to destroy us economically, and the elites say that. They say it's about driving down wages.
Yeah, and it's funny that Mexico is in this particular plan, this NASCO corridor plan, the one that goes up through Mexico, through Texas, all the way up.
They're being
Canada.
Given the roads.
Yeah, and not only that, but the purpose of it is they're going to be offloading all these Chinese goods on the southwestern coast of Mexico, running them straight to the border, what they call a road bump. You know, and the first port they come to, I said port.
Kansas City is
Kansas City.
And they're being given, by the way, that facility, foreign governments owning and controlling key roads.
Yeah, and everybody knows that Mexico is a crookocracy. I mean, you can't do anything in Mexico unless you pass the money to somebody. Now, and they're going to be in charge of a quote-unquote port facility in Kansas City in the middle of the United States of America. Now, that's too insane, but it's true.
We're on in Kansas City right now. I want to thank KCXL for carrying the show for almost 8 years. And there's a lot of listeners there in Kansas City that don't believe the stuff we talk about. Well, just wait till the Mexican government's running that major railway station and 100 miles south of there. I saw a document where it's going to connect up to St. Louis after that. We'll be right back with Bob Dacey. We'll continue to break this down. You haven't even heard the tip of the iceberg yet. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems? Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure Soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste, and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Let's be clear, an international private body with federal agencies ceding power to them is seizing control of roads all over the United States to tax us with transponders, with cashless toll booths, to fund handing over almost all the major highway systems in the country. The major NAFTA highway to the middle branches out into a whole bunch of others. This is all happening right now, and President Bush, of course, has signed a law to allow this handover to begin. Bob Dacey, you've written a new article for us. It's the law. Feds pave the way for toll and privatization of the interstate highways. And I want to ask permission to add to that for an American Union so people know exactly what they're reading, Bob.
Absolutely, Alex. The article was easy to write. I was doing some research. I was helping Kelly Taylor do some research on the Canamex corridor, which is another corridor that they're building west of here, Arizona, all the way up through the United States into Canada. And I went to the Canamex website.
And by the way, by building, they're seizing as the key corridors already existing roads.
Yeah, that's right. And so I saw that the website, the news section of it, was inactive. So I sent a short email to the director of the Canamex project, and just a short email saying, hey, is this dormant? Has this been abandoned in favor of NASCO? Well, she fires back an email, very friendly. She thinks I'm in the know. She thinks I know everything. She thinks I'm one of them. And she tells me that, no, we're doing all kinds of things, and we've got 80 new corridors now that have been designated by the feds.
And this is all in your This is all in your new article.
Some of it is.
I want to make sure we get all these documents scanned in or linked.
Yeah, and she tells me that there's 80 corridors now, and that this bill, this SAFETEA-LU bill, authorized all kinds of goodies for them, and they're participating with NASSCO, and they think it's just wonderful. And so I'm going, what is all this? So I go to this bill, this SAFETEA. It stands for Safe, Accountable, Flexible, Efficient Transportation Equity Act.
So you send one email and suddenly learn of 18 more superhighways.
Yeah, they got. You know, she thinks I'm one of them. She sends me this information.
I mean, folks, we probably only know about 10% of this.
Yeah, and then she sends me a fact sheet about all their accomplishments and what they're doing and what they're planning on doing and their cyber port they're going to put in Nogales, Arizona. A port in Arizona, you got that?
Show the camera of these documents, please, in articles,
well, sure.
Emails.
Well, sure. This is the email that I got from this Marissa Walker here, who is Marissa Paula Walker, executive director of the Canamex Corridor Coalition, and it says I'm not supposed to disclose this to anybody. I guess I will anyway. And the article that I wrote on Infowars.com. That you were kind enough, there it goes again, kind enough to post is your front upper left-hand corner article right now on Infowars.com on the 30th. I'm getting that crackling again.
That only happens when we have key guests on.
Oh, is that what
network, is everything going good there?
All right.
Anytime you hear us do that, just let us know if it's okay?
Right.
Go ahead and start over. That only happens when key things are being discussed with our connection to Minnesota. Show us the article again.
Okay. So, again, the article is up on Infowars.com. Today is the 30th of June. Right here, front page article on Infowars.com. And basically what it says is I found out that this SAFE TEA-LU bill, which was signed last year at this time, it's one of those big telephone thick, you know, book thick bills. Well, somebody stuck in Section 1604, which authorizes several projects which authorize the tolling of existing freeway systems on the interstate system. And I've listed them here in the article, and it's public information if people will just go look at it. They've got an Interstate System Reconstruction and Rehabilitation Pilot Program. And what that allows is to toll existing interstate highways, bridges, and tunnels to fund repair. So now they're going to say, okay, we need to fix this highway. Well, let's toll it. And even though we've already paid for it, the maintenance is going to be tolled. So this is a program that allows that. There's another one called the Interstate System Construction Toll Pilot Program. And that authorizes tolling existing facilities on the interstate system to fund new facilities, new highways. So they're going to stick you on what's already there to fund the new stuff.
Yeah, that's it. They toll the existing road to pay for the NAFTA highways.
Exactly. And then there's another one called the Value Pricing Pilot Program. That's the VPP program. And that allows them to toll existing toll-free facilities like the high-occupancy vehicle lanes like they have in Houston. They're going to toll them. And, of course, they are going to do it with electronically collected tolls. And, of course, how do you get an electronically collected toll unless you have a toll transponder tag on your car? Then they've got another one called the Express Lanes Demonstration Program, which allows tolling to finance new lanes. And on this particular program, automatic toll collection is required. And the revenue that's collected may be used to provide a reasonable rate of return on private financing, operation, and maintenance costs.
All right, just continue, Bob.
Yeah, so there you've got the private sector coming in here, and they're saying, just like they've been doing in Texas, you know, the private sector, if you consider Cintra, the big Spanish consortium, a private sector contractor. And it's
simple. They come in, they buy off the politicians, and the politicians just hand the roads over to them. And you look at the business deals, they say, you're not even allowed to know about it because it's a private deal. It's all secret. Our roads being handed over to then pay for global government to pay for the regionalization of the American Union, we're not supposed to even be involved or know about it.
Well, but I'll tell you who is involved in knowing about it. Go to this website. All your listeners go to this website, www.innovativefinance.org. Now, this website is how they advertise to the state politicos and all the state highway people all the way across the country, begging them to come participate in all these programs. They have easy-to-fill-out forms. They tell them what to do.
So that's the payoff. People, all the politicos along the roads, they're given special little payoff deals in the infrastructure if they play ball.
Well, you know, let me just say it. Last or 2 years ago, I looked into the the chairman of the House Transportation Committee here in the Texas State Legislature, Mike Crusey. He's the guy. He's the guy that puts the transportation bills through. I looked at his campaign contributions for a 6-month period. The man is totally 100% in the pocket of the road construction industry. The names of the donations, you look it up, these are all presidents of road construction firms, concrete firms, steel firms, and they're giving him maxed out political contributions, and he's the chairman of the committee. Now, 1 + 1 = 2. So here they come with all these bills. So they buy off Mike Crusey. They write the bill for him. A layman cannot write a highway bill like that. Obviously, the construction companies write the bills for him. They say, here, put your name on it. They sneak it through the state legislature, just like they snuck this bill through the federal legislature. This safe TEALU. This has never been publicized that they are authorizing the tolling of the interstate system now in order to pay for these new corridors and everything else they want to. This has never been publicized, but they snuck it through in a big fat bill nobody reads. And so, at the local level, you have people like Mike Crusey doing it. And at the federal level, I don't know who's responsible for sticking that into the bill. I don't know.
So basically, it's like America's a giant vending machine. They put the money in, pull the lever, and what they paid for comes out.
Well, exactly. And the deal is, you're talking about privatization is part of this.
But this isn't free market. This is where private interests are handed governmental power in our roads.
Absolutely. And the other thing is, the Constitution is supposed to be in the way of this, because the takings clause of the Fifth Amendment was that you can't be taking people's private property except for a public purpose. And now, isn't it convenient that last year the Supreme Court, in the Kelo versus City of New London decision, made that weird decision nobody could understand, and they said, okay, well, it's okay now for private individuals to steal other people's property as long as their use of the property will give a kickback to the government,
a higher tax rate,
then it's okay.
They openly said in there that since city leaders and county leaders and state leaders can decide better, and that if private interests want to come openly lobby them to take property, they're allowed to. So it makes criminal activity, robber baron, land baron type activity legal.
And if you're going to build these corridors nationwide all the way throughout the country, you're going to have to steal a lot of property. So if the Constitution is in the way, well, you're going to have a problem everywhere you go. So what happens? The Supreme Court says, hey, it's not a problem anymore. We're gonna force people to sell their land. We're gonna build these quarters. We're gonna turn some of this stuff over to private individuals. And because we get a kickback, the Supreme Court says it's okay. Now that's the big picture.
Well, Bob, I mean, this article you wrote should be 10 articles. I want to thank you for writing it. You've got all the documents and articles right there. I mean, you just with an email, you discovered from one of these major organizations that it's 80, major Trans-American highways. I mean, this is it gets worse and worse by the minute. What else have you discovered?
Well, I can't. There's just too much. I've got a website here, Department of Transportation, Federal Highway Administration. The topic here is tolling and pricing opportunities, and they're soliciting the purpose. To solicit participation in various programs that grant authority to federal aid facilities. They are literally advertising this to all the people in the know, begging them to come join and get the public-private partnerships. I think they used to be called fascism, but now it's called public-private partnership. And it just doesn't stop. I suppose I could spend more time on this than I even have. I mean, it's like I uncovered this rock. And there's tons of roaches just running everywhere.
Well, Bob, I know that it's a holiday weekend coming up, and I'm going to be working here some over the weekend on some key issues. Perhaps you should break down your article and write two or three other addendums to it. And, I mean, I would give this article the headline, Total Takeover Plan, Discovered, American Union, Plan Discovered. I mean, this is huge.
Yeah, and what's huge about it is, where was the mainstream media when all this was going on?
Where were the American people and the people of Texas included in this?
Yeah, well, as I say in the article, you have to keep the unwashed masses in the dark, Alex. The cretins, the slobs, the...
Because if 97% in major polls are against toll roads with transponders, imagine how many would be against it if they learned it's foreign takeover of America. I mean, the roads are the infrastructure. They are the key to the economy.
Yeah, but you know, what they've tried to do, the strategy was to make, when the locals start to find out about it, to make them think it's a local issue. And then when the locals go to their local toll officials, like your friend and mine, Karen Sunlatner, and say, well, why did you vote for the local toll roads? We said we didn't want it. They get ignored because, you know, it's a done deal already at the federal level. You know.
Well, I want to go back here for just a moment and talk about how this organization works. You have the Bilderberg Group that openly sets the policy for global government. Then from there, it goes to the Council on Foreign Relations, 3,000-plus members, the heads of every major institution, banking, media, finance. They go in, academia. They go in, and they have the National Association of Counties, National Association of Governors, National Association of City Managers. They literally, the lobbyists, literally write up blueprint plans that they then send back to every locale. They fly your city managers and others up to New York and D.C., lavish meetings. They give them big payouts, big payoffs, sometimes overt criminal payouts, sometimes, you know, delayed kickbacks. All of this is going on. All of this is happening. And then they come back to the local level and implement it. And I've seen this 100 times, more than 100 times. The exact thing being put in Texas is being put in Minnesota, is being put in California, is being put in Indiana. The same companies, the same players, the same people. And then you're right. By the time you hear about it, oh, it's a local idea that our mayor had to raise money for the children.
Yeah, and from the get-go, it was federal, it was international. From the very beginning, this, again, if you don't believe it, just go read the CFR document, Building a North American Community. I mean, they sit there and they say, hey, listen, we're gonna make everybody be able to travel freely all the way across, up to Canada, down to Mexico. And, of course, the English translation of that, we still speak English, I guess, the English translation of that is 50 million Mexicans move north, you know, and the middle class gets clobbered and wages are driven down even more. And the border is dissolved, and the United States of America can just kiss itself goodbye.
And, folks, they've said they're getting rid of America. That is the plan, to get rid of the United States. The Europeans, the same thing happened to them. They've now rejected EU expansion. Latin America is pulling out. So they're having a lot of setbacks. But here in the United States, their program is on schedule. Bob Dacey, how do we defeat this? How do we stop this program? I mean, obviously, exposing in education, what we're doing now, but I mean, other ideas you've got.
Well, you know, the classic example, you have to attack it at every level. You have to attack it at the local level, the state level, the federal level, every single level. Here in Austin, of course, the classic example, you got Sal Costello of Texas Toll Party and David Stahl of CorridorWatch.org. Promoting this or letting everybody know, and look what happened to Karen Sunlatner in the last primary election. She was a 10-year county commissioner who voted for the local tolls against the will of the people of the area, and in a primary, not even the election, she got blown away by a newcomer because of the tolls.
And she'd been caught clearly stealing elections before. Remember back in '98, that was a big scandal and the ballot box stuffing and the county clerk got caught. That's why they're racing to put in the electronic voting machines where they can engage in fraud. But the problem is now we're doing exit polls, watching them very closely, and our people are winning by such landslides, it's hard for them to do it. Though, clearly, Bob, there is election fraud going on.
Well, you know, it's funny you should mention that. This is an aside. I was at the Greg Palast talk a couple of weeks ago at the church, Unitarian Church here in Austin.
Yes.
And guess who should come sit right in front of me? But Dana DeBeauvoir, the Travis County clerk, she sat right in front of me. And I reintroduced myself to her. I reminded her that she was on my TV show a couple of years ago. And I asked her that hypothetical question about what would happen if you had an election where the people who own the voting machines that are being used in a particular area also are contributing massive money to one candidate's campaign. What about that? And she said, that is an absolute conflict of interest, and Travis County does not do business with a company that would do that. And then I proceeded to let her know that 60% at least of the investors in the voting machine company were doing exactly that on their own, it was on their own website. They listed the investors of Heart Inner Civic, and I looked up the names, and then I went to the Federal Election Commission and looked up the campaign contributions to Michael McCaul's candidacy for the 10th Congressional District here in Texas. And sure enough, they were funding him with maximum contributions.
Well, it's Bob, it's even worse than that. I mean, it's a lot worse than that. Up in Nebraska, Senator Hagel was going to lose by 15 points, but he literally owns the controlling interest in the voting machine company up there, and then he wins by a 15% landslide, a 30% difference than the polls. We never, right. In the past, we never saw these type of events happen. Now we're seeing things that don't follow common sense.
I reminded Travis County Clerk Dandy Beauvoir of my interview with her 2 years ago. And I asked her, did she ever look into my allegations that these people that were that owned the voting machine company were funding a candidate in the race? And she looked me square in the face from 1 foot away and said, you know, I looked into that the very next day, and I found no evidence of what you were saying.
I mean, it's publicly admitted. It's publicly admitted that the owner of Clear Channel, who Michael McCall's married to his daughter, was his biggest political contributor, and that they own the controlling stock in the voting machine company that over 80% of the three counties here, Williamson, Travis, and Hayes, people cast their votes on those machines. I mean, what is she saying? She found no evidence.
Well, she said that because they gave it the contributions privately, not through their companies. Of course, it's illegal to give them through companies. That's a nice catch-22, isn't it?
It is. We'll be right back with a final segment with Bob Dacey talking about the American.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has arisen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Not only is this NAFTA, American Union, superhighway, toll control grid, surveillance system one of the hottest stories right now, rarely is the hottest story also one of the most important. So, Bob, I want to commend you for writing this article. I hope people will go to InfoWars.com and get it out to everybody and make it a big story so millions read it. Hundreds of thousands read every article we do, but the big ones get millions and millions of readers. It is so important. And, Bob, I'd like you to just maybe just focus in on two or three of these key areas, the 80 additional NAFTA highways you discovered, some of your other documents. I want to get these scanned into the web or send those emails over to my people, and we will get it posted with all those emails and correspondence and documents and websites and places you discovered. Citizens, you can all do this too. You know, we're all working feverishly. There's so much evil and corruption, so much proof. We're like drowning in it, trying to get the word out. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, visit InfoWars.com. Get my new film, Terror Storm. We have a limited amount of the special edition before the official DVD comes out. Get your copy of Terror Storm. It is now available on DVD at InfoWars.com. The best film I've ever made. I'm so proud of this film, InfoWars.com, or call toll-free to get Terror Storm, and be sure and ask about other discounts and specials we have on other books and videos we've made or that we carry. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Be sure and go to InfoWars.com. Secure your copy of Terror Storm before they all sell out. This is a emergency copy I'm putting out without the extras. It'll be a month till the official one's out. Get this collector's item. Get it. Start making copies. Get it out to people now. Again, InfoWars.com, or simply call toll-free 1-888-253-3139, or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Bob, I appreciate your sacrifice with your family and with your business, the Hardware Store Incorporated in North Austin, where you also sell my videos. I appreciate all your sacrifice to get this word out, and I hate to put more on you, but you know this is important. Will you give us more detailed reports on some of these subsections?
As I got the time, I'll do it, Alex. You know that we're talking about the information war. You know, you got InfoWars.com. You're an information warrior, and the whole point of me coming on this show today is you have the biggest mouth of anybody that I know. You've got the biggest listening audience in the whole Patriot community, and this needs to go out nationwide. All this nonsense at every state where they're tricking everybody into thinking it's local and that there's nothing they can do about it, this has to stop. And by going on InfoWars, getting on the show, we're trying to get the information out to the broadest number of people we can. And I really appreciate the short notice. I mean, I just dumped this story in your lap a couple of hours ago, and here I am sitting live in studio with you, and we're broadcasting it all over the world, and that is exciting. That is exciting.
Well, you did a fabulous job putting this together last week, writing it up, and again, there's just so many bombshells. These documents that you have that I was reading over during the breaks, these admissions, the incredible part is the people running these governmental organizations and non-governmental organizations, they just think all this is normal. Oh, it's secret, we're not going to tell you, but we will tell you a little bit, and yes, you're not allowed to have any input, and yes, we're taking over all your roads, and yes, we're going to tax you, and yes, it's going to be run by foreign governments.
Well, all you have to do nowadays in order to make something, you know, that turn a sow's ear into a silk purse is give it a good name. Fascism is now public-private partnership. It's a good thing now, and a lot of people, they believe it.
And it's not free market.
No, it's not. The selected groups get in on it.
I mean, if a politician gets paid off and then decides to hand the private interest, your houses or your cars or your children, that isn't free market. It's called piracy. It's called piratical robbery.
Yeah, and we are the sheep getting shorn, the cows to be milked, and whatever you want to call it, it's all at our expense.
Bob Dacey, we're out of time. I want to thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Alex.
You're a good friend of mine, and I appreciate the fine research and work you do. It's exemplary. It's top of the line, and what you write and you put out can be verified and can be trusted. So God bless you, Bob Dacey.
Thank you, Alex.
You bet. We're out of time. We'll see you back next week.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645. Hello, folks.